wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
Leave it to me. I've got what it takes. It is true you are different from others. Some were born deformed and can't walk. Some blind and can't see. And some have only a child's mind at 20 years. You are different, but the Bible challenges you. Who maketh thee to differ from another? It was not your parents, and certainly was not you yourself. It was God, and he made you what you are to glorify him, your maker, and not to take the credit to yourself. And since God gave you greater abilities than others, that much greater will be your accountability to him in the day of judgment. So, instead of congratulating yourself, my advice to you is to get busy and glorify God with the abilities with which he has endowed you. And you see the poor family with its shack and bare dinner table while you stuff yourself at your table of dainty dishes. But instead of giving God thanks, you credit your big salary with these luxuries. Again, the Bible challenges you. What hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now, if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou didst not receive it? If you have an alert mind so you can think like a flash, if a strong body, a fine memory, an ability to run machines, you surely did not get them at a college, nor did you build them into yourself. Those God-given potentialities with which God has talented you are a trust from him, and how you have used them you must face in that day of God's judgment. Leave it to me. Do you mean that? Thus you brag on your self-sufficiency to meet whatever comes. So, let us examine your conceit a little further. One day, God will leave it to you. As the doctors confess, they've done all they can do, and without Christ and without God, you'll be left to show your wonderful self-sufficiency. Death, grim, cold death, will appear on the scene to take over. As it says, thou shalt die and not live. Mr. Big Shot, stand on your own big feet and deliver yourself out of my hand if you can. In that grip of death, you will feel yourself so helpless, you'll tremble like a leaf and cry for help. As the darkness of death engulfs you, neighbor, I guarantee to you this. On your deathbed, there will not be heard any, leave it to me, I've got what it takes. But the memory of your boastful bragging on yourself will torment you. So, if this my prophecy makes you squirm under its stinging truth, why not face the facts now when you can repent? As a lad of 15 years, I saw I did not have what it takes, for sin was conquering me. I need a savior, a deliverer. Thank God my pride was smashed, and in repentance I cried to the Lord Jesus to save me the helpless lost sinner that I was. And he did save me and made me his own. Now when you say I've got what it takes, let me finish that. You do have what it takes to provoke the wrath of God. It is your pride, and God hates pride. It stinks. It's nauseating to him, so he says, I'll spew thee out of my mouth. When Lucifer, the devil, in pride said, I will be like the Most High, God decreed of that heavenly cherub, thou shalt be brought down to hell. And your pride is just what it takes to bring you down to that everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Now that I've shown you what it takes to cast you into hell, your pride, I will tell you what it takes to open the gate of heaven and welcome you in there. First, you must chunk your pride and self-sufficiency, and in repentance cry, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And as a helpless sinner, lost in your sins, cry to God to be merciful to you, the sinner. Second, You need Jesus, the Son of God, the divine Savior, to rescue and save you, you the lost sinner. To avail yourself of this wonderful Savior, you must call upon Him to be your Lord. And that means for you to obey Him and to be your Savior. And that means the one in whom you place all your faith, for Him to save and change you. He is waiting for your call. And the Bible assures you, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Then He will receive you, cleansing you from your sins, so you will have peace with God, and giving to you His Holy Spirit to make real to you that you are now a born-again child of God. Then, when you leave this world by death, you will have what it takes to enter God's heaven. It is to be born again by the Spirit of God, and to be cleansed from your sins in the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, so you can enter heaven by the blood of Jesus. Your pride was taking you to hellfire, but your repentance toward God and your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will impart to you what it takes to live a godly life here, and then to welcome you into God's heaven. Oh, my neighbor, be sure you have what it takes to enter God's heaven. Amen. This is a message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through His bondservant, David Brinkman.